Make sure you're sitting comfortably and let your body relax. If you want to, you can close your eyes. Block out the noises and thoughts and feelings of the day so far. Take a deep breath. I want you to imagine that you leave the session today and are on your way home. You walk past all the familiar sights of the neighbourhood, the shops, the park, the school. You turn around the corner at a quiet spot, and then you see something very strange. There's an absolutely huge tower in your way. You look up, and it reaches as far as you can see, high, high, high into the sky. You walk up to the tower and you put your hands out to touch it. What's your tower made of? Is it smooth metal or wood or something else? Just at your eye height, there's a bright sign saying, "Come on up." And right next to the sign, there's a ladder. You reach up to the first rung. How do you feel? Excited or nervous to climb the ladder? Is it cold or warm to the touch? You start climbing, higher and higher. How do your arms and legs feel when you're climbing? Do you get tired or do you have lots of energy? You are climbing higher than the people. Higher than the trees, higher than the houses. After climbing for several minutes, you get to the top of the tower. There's a platform you can climb onto, and you're relieved to see a big, comfy chair to sit in. What colour is the chair? And what is it made of? Is the weather nice up there? Does it feel good to be so high up? You sit down and settle into the chair. In front of the chair, there's a big sign. It says, "Welcome to the lookout." And then you see an object hanging from a hook. It's a pair of binoculars. You pick them up. How do they feel in your hand? Are they old or new? Heavy or light? You lift them up and put them to your eyes, and you start to see all sorts of fascinating things through them. The first thing you see is yourself, somewhere here in this neighbourhood. It's not today though. It's back in March 2020, when the pandemic was just starting. You're sitting in your favourite, comfy place to be. Wherever that is. Maybe it's at home, maybe it's close by. What moment is it that you can see? Did you understand what was happening? What were the important things happening in your family and your neighbourhood? You put the binoculars down for a second to think back to that time. And how it made you feel. When you lift them up again, the binoculars do something strange. First, they go to the moments over the last year that were difficult. What moments can you see when things were feeling really tough for you? Was that right at the start, when we didn't know what was going on? Or later on, when we'd been in lockdown for a while? Was your experience similar to other people you knew, or was it different? The binoculars are flickering through different experiences you had. Now they zone in on some of the other people in your life. When you think about which people have been important to you during the last year, who do you see popping up through your binoculars? Are there any moments which you shared with other people that you will always remember? Were there people who became more important in your life than they had been? Or who became less important? Can you see any moments through the binoculars where people helped you? Or can you see moments where you helped other people? Now the binoculars are focusing in on a different moment. They are trying to focus on any good things that happened. What can you see through the lenses? Are there any moments where you did something that you were proud of? What can you see? Where were you? Who were you with? How did that moment feel? Now you lift the binoculars and look into the neighborhood around your house. Was there anybody in your community who was helping other people? Who were they? And what image can you see of them? Were they surrounded by lots of people doing good things together? Or were they acting alone? Now the binoculars swivel around and they end up looking right here into the room right now. They zone in on this week and all the activities we've been doing. What can you see happening? How does it feel to be here now, after this very strange year? What are the activities which you most want to spend time on? Do you see yourself playing, or reading, or spending time with people, or something else? The binoculars make another swivel, and they point into the future. You can see yourself going to school again in September. You can see yourself arriving into school on the first day of term, and later, getting home at the end of the day. How do you feel to see yourself getting ready for the next year? What are you excited about? What are you worried about? The binoculars zone in on the people who you want to be there helping you. Who are they? What are they doing? Finally, the binoculars move one last time to the important moment that you most hope will happen over the next year. What do you see? Who is there? What is happening? What do grown-ups need to do to make that moment possible? The binoculars suddenly fade to nothing, and you can see the neighborhood exactly as it is right now. The same houses, the same trees, the same streets. You put the binoculars down and take a moment to sit back in the comfy chair, thinking about what you've just seen. You wriggle your toes to check they're still there. You wriggle your fingers. You stretch out your arms. You stretch out through your whole body. As you get ready to climb down the lookout tower, you see an invitation. It's from a group of adults who can help affect young people's lives. They want to understand what you saw through the binoculars. They want to understand your thoughts, feelings, and experiences so they can make sure the next year is a good one for everyone. That's what we'll try to do now.